at the top of Amar Baba Amar Aleph. Gemara is continuing with the position of Isi, right? Because Isi Tani, we saw yesterday, at the end of the daf yesterday, that the, in addition to the Lavim mentioned in our Mishnah, which Nashimar Ptu wrote, Isi added on the additional that Balyukuchukacha, that they were not included in Balyukuchukacha. Gemar presented the first attempt to explain the position of Isi, which is that it says, Banima Temeshlam Okechem. So there's a mute through Banim Atem, and there's a riboy through Am Kadosh. So Gemara went through a series to explain why Isi excludes Lo Yikachu Kacha, that only applies to men and not to women, because that only applies in areas where you have hair. Whereas Lo Tzitko Dudu will apply both to men and women. Kam Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Okecha. It's included because Gedidah applies both to where you have hair and where you don't have hair. So that's the Gemara first piece. Now, Abai is going to give an alternative explanation for Isi's position. Abai Yamar, it's the top line on Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. Abai Yamar, Hainu Time at the Isi. This is the reason behind Isi. The Gamar Karcha, Karcha Mi Bnei Aron. He learns out a Zerah Shava from Bnei Aron. Malahala Neshim Pterot, Avka Neshim Pterot. Just like by Bnei Aron, where it says, Lo Yikuchu Kocha V'Rosham, right, and that's in Amor, where it says, Bnei Aron, V'lo B'Not Aron. So over there, Nashim V'Torot, Kan Nashim V'Torot, so it's over here by the Pasuk of Banim Atem Shalom Kachem, Lo Tzitko Dudu, V'lo Tzitimu Kocha V'Nechem, women will be excluded. So Gemara says, Be'East V'Irlan, this is similar to the logic that the Gemara used yesterday, T'chiktiv Krabukli in Yonohu T'chiktiv, right, now what's the problem? Do you think that Bnei Aron and not Bnei Aron applies to the whole Seder Vemor Al-Kwanim? How do you know it does not apply, right, just to the Tumah, which is the first thing mentioned in the Parsha? How do you know that it extends also to other areas? For instance, we did yesterday with Pat Pat, right, the idea that extends to Upakats Kanam Lo Yigalechu. Over here again, how do you know it extends to Lo Yikachu Karcha? Right, how do you know it's Kutzvichiktiv Krab, Kulinyanahu Dichtiv, Nishto Kramineh? Says, because if that was the case, let the pasuk say nothing. But Tete be Kal v'chomer, and I wouldn't learn it from a Kal v'chomer. Ra'ana Amina, and I would have said, Ma Kohanim Shiri Bahem HaKatuv Mitzvot Yitzirot, Bnei Aron V'lo Bnei Aron, by the Kohanim, where we have additional mitzvot, and nevertheless the women are Pterot, right? Yisrael, of course, again, Yisrael is for certain. Ilav, somebody says, Ilav Gzer Shava, had I not had the Gzer Shava, Hav Amina, I would have thought, Kipsika Inyan. Right, so what you're saying to me, alright, Bnei Aron V'lo Aron applies to the whole series, right? It applies to the whole series. If it applies to the whole series of halachot and immoral kohanim, then just learn out of a kavah chomer. What do I need a gzeirah shavah at all? So when I says, if I didn't have the gzeirah shavah, I would have thought that Bnei Aron only applies to Tumah and not to the rest of the Parsha, because Yivsika Inyan. The topic stops. That was the first topic of the Parsha, but afterwards it's not. Hashanami name Yivsika Inyan. So also we will say it's Yivsika Inyan. Where it says, v'imishum gzeirah shavah. Now what do you think to me? Now that I have a gzeirah shavah, and I know there is a limud, right? In the limud, we have to know something. What do we need to know from there? We have to know, we have to learn some halakha. So what's halakha we're learning from karcha kacha? That women are pterot. So that's telling you that the parsha of Bnei Aron applies even to karcha. So says the Gemara, says, we need the gzeirah shavah for something else. What are you using it for? Teach you about women pterot, right? You have the same problem. Because Tanya, we have a brisa. Lo yikuchu. Yachol afilu kerach arvo chamesh krachot, right? I would have thought even if you cut four or five cuts, lo yechayev alachat, I would think you were chayev only once. They make numerous cuts on the body, or numerous baldings in the body, that won't be, that'll be sufficient to only get you one set of malchus. Tamalomar korcha, v'chayev akolachat v'achat. Right, that it says korcha, to be mechayev on each one. Assume it is because it says lo yikruchu in plural, and then it says korcha in the singular. I mean, it should have said lo yikruchu korchot. In fact, it says korcha, it tells you that on each individual cutting or each individual shaving, you are chayav malchot. So therefore, we need this word karcha. So how can you learn out Gzeir Shem from the word karcha? This guy says, Birosham, Matam Lomar. So what is the word Rosham? Like, who karcha Birosham teach you? Fishinemar, Lotit Kodadu, Lotusimu karcha ben enechem lemait. So what I would thought, Yokolo he chayav el ben enayim, I would thought you only be chayim if you do it between, right, your eyes. Right, between your eyes, and Rashi points out, between your eyes means samuch lepadachat, near your forehead. Behind the rabbi's kol arosh, how do I know that the entire head is included here? Tamad omar birosham, l'chayev al kol arosh, kibin ayinayim. To be mechayev on the entire head, like between the eyes. Mainly, ala kohanim. I only know by kohanim, should read by him akatub mitzvot yirterot. But they have the extra mitzvot, so maybe rosh should only apply to them. Yisrael minalan. So how would I know that it applies to Yisrael as well? Yamar kan korcho, v'nemar lahalan korcho. Man kan chayav al kol korcho v'korcho. Just like by a kohen, right? You're chayav in each cut or each shaving. Right? V'chayav al rosh kibin einayim. And you're chayav on the total head, and not just between your eyes or near your eyes. So too by Yisrael, we'll bring over through this Gezeirah Shavah these principles that you're chayav on each individual shaving and each individual and the entire rosh, not just b'nei naim. Like Gemara says, "Umala halan alamait," and just like by Yisroel, it writes, "Lo tesimu karcha benichem lemait." So it defines for you when you're chayav. Avkan alamait. Also over here, alamait. What the Gemara just did, what you say, right? This is the flow of the Gemara so far, is that we start out with a principle that we're trying to explain. The Isi's explanation of the Gemara about why. Korcha, women are p'turot. Where it says, that's, he learns that from Korcha, Gezeirah Shavah. Where it says, why do I need the Gezeirah Shavah at all? I could have learned it out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ne'aron, v'lo b'not aron. And that applies to the entire parsha of Emor El Kohanim. Where it says, no, you know what? I wouldn't have thought that, because without the Gezeirah Shavah, I would have thought that Ne'aron, b'not aron only applies to the first part of Emor El Kohanim, which is Tumah, but the rest of the parsha does not have that modification. And therefore, even Kohanot would be Chayavot in those instances. Comes along with the Zeir Shav and tells me I need to learn something from here. What's the halacha that I'm learning? Must be that Nashim are p'turot, to apply Bnei Aron to Bnei Aron, even to Lo Yikrachu Karcha. So now the Gemara says, right, then the Gemara says, okay, wait a minute, so you think the reason that this works is because you have the Zeir Shav? I need the Zeir Shav to teach me something else totally, which is that there are two places in the Torah that mentions Lo Yikrachu Karcha, right, once in Devarim, which is the requirement to Israel. Right, so over there, right, we don't know, we only know they're limited. One is, do we know how many, if you shave more than one, multiple times, are you chayav? We don't know. Number two is, if you do all over your head and not just b'nei naim, close to your eyes, are you chayav? So that we learn out from the Gezeirah Shavah, korcho korcha, to the Kohanim. Because by the Kohanim, it says, lo yikrachu korcha, switches from the plural to the singular, teaches you, for every shaving, you are chayav. And there it says, Birosham, the entire head, not just Ben Einayim. So we learn that from the Kohen to Yisrael. From Yisrael to Kohen, we learn the mate. Right? That only by a mate that you chayav. If you do this because of a death, then you're chayav, and we apply that to the Kohanim. But either way, we need the Gezeirah Shavah. We're using it to learn back and forth between these two halachot. So Gemara says, Imtein nichtov karach. My korcha, shmamina tarti. That he could have just said loikrachu karach or kara and karach beirosham. The fact that it uses karcha, right? That already adds on an additional limud, and that additional limud means that we have two things to learn out of this Gezeirah Shavah. One thing is what we've learned already. The idea is that rosham and that multiple cuts, multiple shavings will be chayav in the mace. And the other Gezeirah Shavah comes to teach us that women are p'turot by. Just like they have Bnei Aron, Bnei Aron, they also be p'turot by an Yisrael. So now, Gemara says, or offers an alternative position or explanation of Isi's position. This is Rav Amar. Hide the time of the Isi, Dalif ben Enichem mitfilin. Learns out ben Enichem from tefillin. What? Malahal en Nashim p'turot. Havkan Nashim p'turot. Just like women are p'turot by tefillin, which we've spent time already, that tefillin is the Mei Matzino, the Binyan Av, that Mitzvah Sesesha is one Grama, women are p'turot. We learned it out because of the Hekesh to Talmud Torah, that's there. So just like Ben Enichem teaches you by tefillin that you're p'turot, so too the Ben Enichem of Lotasimu Karcha Ben Enichem will also be Nashim p'turot. So it says, Rabbo, my time alone, Marki Abayi. Why didn't Rabbo accept the Abayi's position? It says, Karach, Karcha, lo mashmalei. That's not enough of a extraneous type of language that would require you or make you say that there are two limudim here. If Abayi, my time alone, Marki Rabbo. Why didn't Abayi like Rabbo's position? Amalcha, tzulin gufayu, mihocha gamarlo. What do you mean? How do you know tefillin itself? We learn out from karka. Malahalan makom shel sim karka begova shel rosh. Afkan makom anacha begova shel rosh. I mean, the truth is that we're learning the idea of the placement of the tefillin is actually coming from lo yikrachu karcha. Meaning, because it says lo tasim karcha ben einichem, that can't literally be between your eyes because that's not where the hair is. The hair is up on your head. So what does that teach you? It teaches you when it says ben einichem, it means the hair towards the front of your head. So how do we know where do you place tefillin when it says right the lutzafot ben einichem? Where do you place the tefillin? In the same place that you do the karcha, which is the hair right in the top or the front of the head. So therefore, you were already learning the parts of tefillin, or the understanding of tefillin, right, is coming from loyikachu karcha. So therefore, we don't have an availability, either an available gezeirah shava to learn enichem enichem from karcha over here, or that the fact that tefillin is already learning from karcha means that it's not really available to teach. In this instance, about the halacha of karcha.
How does Rava learn that?
How does Rava learn?
The halacha of gova rosh.
Right, you have to say that.
Pashut pshat ben einichem.
Right, that's the definition. Either that's the definition of ben einichem, right, or you have to say that he holds that the gezeirah shava. When you make a gezeirah shava, it can go both ways. I mean, that it works, it functions in both ways. Right, the back and forth. I mean, that karcha will teach tefillin about where the placement is, and tefillin will teach karcha when you're, who's chayav and who's not chayav. Ritzos really challenges. Ritzos says, why not? I mean, Abaye's position is more problematic. Is how is he making gezeirah shava the mechta? I mean, how does Abaye here establish a gezeirah shava? He says maybe that was what they had. That was what they had to say Rishava for, and it wasn't a two-way street, and that's what you have to say Abaye is saying. I mean, Rava's position is easier to understand because there's two things that you're going back and forth. That's the way Rishava works. Mm-hmm. So Abaye is more problematic, and Tosfos tries to deal with it a little bit. All right. Uben the Abaye, Uben the Rava, Hai Bina Matem, my Darshi Bet. So Koi Abaye and Rava, they don't use the possible Betim, Bani Matem Shem Lakechem, to be a mute, or Bani below Banot, right, to exclude women. So what do they do with that? Bani Matem Shem Lakechem. They use a Gzer Shava, Korkokokor and Echem and Echem. As opposed to the first opinion in what Isi's position was, Isi's first position was that Banim Atem Shem Lakechem is Banim below Banot, and that applies to Loikruchu Karcha. But they don't need that limud because they learn it out from each of them, their individual drusha. And there, if that's the case, what do they do with Banim Atem Shem Lakechem? It's my Dashibay, Hai Miboyi, they needed the Kotanya, we have a Brisa. Banim Atem Shem Lakechem, but as much as Atem Noagim Min Hag Banim, Atem Kurim Banim. When you act like children, you'll be called children. Don't act like children. You're not called children. No matter how you act, you still call the children of Hashem. How do I know this? It says, right, they were foolish children. Right, that's in Hazino. It says they were, but they didn't keep, they weren't keep their emunah, they didn't keep their way straight. Omer, Zera Miraim, offspring of those evil ones, Banim Mashchitim, right, they are destructive children, Rishayah, which is the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, right, for Dvarim, Omer, and it also says, Vayoshea Vayabim Kom, Asher Yamar Lahem, Lo Ami Atem, Yamar Lahem, B'nei Kilchai. Right, instead of calling them, Hosea says that instead of calling them Lo Ami Atem, that you're not my nation, right, they will be called Bnei Kilchai. So Mar wants to know, what do you need all these looking for? My bone there. Right. Mechite ma sachlihu de mikre bnei. But if they act foolishly, that's okay. But if they don't keep their emunah, then they won't be called sons. So Tashma, Vomer, it says, Banim le'imunba, that they were not, did not have emunah. So despite the fact they have emunah, they're still called Banim. Even if they don't have emunah, who's in a great Banim? But if they worship the Avodah Zarah, they won't be called Banim. Tashma, Vomer, Zerem Reim, Banim Mashchitim. And the word Hashchata, as we know, right? Having this week, we have it in by the Mabul, other places, that the term Hashchata is used by Avodah Zarah. So therefore, over here, even Banim Mashchitim are still called what? Banim. So despite the fact that they worship the Avodah Zarah, they're still called Banim. Ma'aliyot, they're so called children. I'm sorry, Huda Mikre, Bnei Ma'aliyot Mikre, they're so called Banim Eshpetim, destructive children. They're not called just Banim, plain children. I mean, here there's a modified Banim. It's not modified, it's Banim Eshpetim. Tashma, Ve'omer, Vayab, Mimkom, Asher, Yemar Lehem, Lo Amiyatem, Yemar Lehem, Yemar Lehem, Bnei Kechai. Instead of calling you Lo Amiyatem, then they will call you Bnei Kechai. Now, just to note here that the Pasuk in Hosea is clearly talking about where Bnei Sov do tshuva. I mean, once they do tshuva, I won't call you Lo Amiyatem, I'll call you Bnei Kechai. That's the way Rashi learns over here, that what, once you do tshuva, I mean, that's true. When you do Avodah Zarah, you're called Banim Ashkitim. That once you do tshuva, you are able to remove that, right, that modification of Banim and become Banim again. That when you do tshuva, you will be called Bnei Kechai and not Banim Ashkitim anymore. I mean, that you're able to retain or sustain that term called Banim, even after you've worshipped the Rezara, as long as you've done tshuva and you've returned to Hashem.
These rushes have any implications with intermarriage? Now, sometimes you'll have the Melad in Kriya, in Shiva, is that different in any way?
Right, but that's a general principle in Jews who are go off the derech. Right, the Gemara has two principles, but and then the second principle, that is that you can be in Yisrael Mumar, which is that you have the status of a goy. So after Salvechik has a big thing about a chakira and how there are different statuses, that you can have different statuses. I mean, there's certain britot, there are two britot that we have. There's brit Abraham, brit Milan, and there's the brit of Sinai or brit of Arvot Moab, and that a person is able to sustain, meaning that when we say Israel, Israel who, that's the Brit Abraham, right, that he always has that, because that doesn't require a couple of mitzvot, that doesn't require anything besides being born a Jew and being a Jew, and as opposed to Sinai or Arvot Moab, which requires a couple of mitzvot to be considered a Jew, that a person can lose the status of. I mean, if a person is Hotel or a widow of Odezara, he can lose his status. If he comes to Svam Humar, he's a din of a goy, that he touches wine, he ain't nesach, for Shabbos, like, you know, meaning Jared Kashrus, something like this, and then Mandut, and that you're able to lose your status. Alright, Mishnah continues next Mishnah. Mishnah says, a smichot, va tnufot, doing smichon a karban, tnufa, doing wave offerings, a hagashot, bringing the mincha, we have to bring it towards the mizbeach, to touch it to the mizbeach, but kmitzot, taking the kmitzot off the mincha, v'aktarot, and actually putting them on the mizbeach, v'amalikot, the birds, the way they shuck the birds in the mikdash, v'akabalot, you know, receiving the dam, v'mikabal the dam, v'adzaot, sprinkling the dam, no'agim b'anashim, v'lo b'anashim, applies to men and not to women, chutz, v'mincha tzoda, v'nizira, except for tzoda nizira, shehein minifot, they're better. The women are the balim of the karban, so the balim of the karban is a requirement of tnufa, they must do tnufa. So in all of these instances, women are not to noheg to do any of these items. And now, as clear from here, right, that from Hagashah and Eilech is really talking about, I mean, smichot and smufot can be done by Israelis, right? I mean, those are done by Israelim and Israeliot, so that's the exclusion of women who are bringing karbanot. From Hagashot and onward is all talking about Kohanim, it's the abode of the Kohanim, that says that the Kohanim do it and not the Kohanot don't do this Abodah. So now Gemara's going to ask for a source for each of these items.
Interesting, just we say, like, we say an halacha, but they're not the but if they want, they could.
Oh, very good. So Tosas asks Dovid's question. Tosas says, what do you need the Mishnah for? These are all mitzvahs that say Shas Man Gramah, because Karmanot are only brought during Yom and Abalila. All these items can only be done during Yom. What do I need a Mishnah for to start with? These are mitzvahs that say Shas Man Gramah, the sheep to rope, we're done. Right? So that's exactly what Tosas says. Tosas says, if it was a mitzvah that say Shas Man Gramah, they are to rope, but they're able to do it. Here comes the Mishnah and says, no, not only are they not, they're to rope, they are not allowed to do it. I mean, that they're excluded from these Machot entirely. Right, now, it says Smichot. How do we know that Smichot is cleaved the barrel of Bnei Israel? Right? Bissamach. It says, speak to Bnei Israel. Bissamach. Bnei Israel sumchim. Vein Bnei Israel sumchot. Right? It says in the parsha of the barrel of Bnei Israel, it says, Bissamach. So Bnei Yisrael, some called to not the Bnei Yisrael. It's new folks, I don't know, they're excluded. It says, Dabero Bnei Yisrael, Ve'heinif. Right, Bnei Yisrael, Minifim, Ve'ein Bnei Yisrael, Minifot. Again, the idea that the parsha starts with the word Dabero Bnei Yisrael, and then within that parsha, it has the halacha of Samach, and the halacha of Heinif. Then the Bnei Yisrael, at the beginning of that parsha, is modifying all the malachot, or all the halachot that are in that parsha, which is Bnei Yisrael below the Bnei Yisrael.
Like you said before, it has to be the Daniel Sora, that the Bnei of the
right, I agree with you.
Or is it the other way around, that when it's inclusive, we have the Sora that's inclusive?
Right, I agree with you. We discussed this before, and it has to be that way. Otherwise, right, why do they pick only certain times to do it? I agree. Hagashot, Eber Hagashot, Dichtiv, Isil Torat HaMincha, HaKrev Oltav Bnei Aron. HaKrev means bring it to the Mizbeach, right? Bnei Aron, V'lo Bnei Aron. Kmitzot, how do we know Kmitzot? Dichtiv, Ebiya, El Bnei Aron, V'kamat. Bring it to Bnei Aron, and they will do the Kmitzah, Bnei Aron, V'lo Bnei Aron. HaKtarot, how do I know? Dichtiv, Yiktiru Oto Bnei Aron. Bnei Aron, V'maktirit, Bnei Aron, V'lo Bnei Aron. Milikot, Dichtiv, Umalak, V'hiktir. So there's a Hekish, Itkish, Milikot, the Haktarah, and we just said that Haktarah is limited to Bnei Aron and not to Benot Aron. Hakabalot, Dichtiv, Yikrivu, Bnei Aron. Again, over here, the definition of the word Yikrivu. But Mamar, Yikrivu, Zukabalat Adam. And when the Pasuk says Yikrivu, it's not really literally bringing Holachat Adam, but Yikrivu means receiving the dam, and that's Kabbalat Adam. Yeah. Kabbalat Adam would be limited again to women, Bnei Aron, and not Bnei Aron in these cases. All right, and then what about Holacha itself? Taking the blood from the Kabbalat to the Mizbeach and Zrikat Adam, which are not mentioned in the Mishnah. So Tosa says that, first of all, that, because first of all, Holacha is Bechlal Kabbalah, because the fact that the Torah said Hakrava in the Lashon of Holacha means that that's part of Holacha, the Kribu, and then when you accept the blood and then Makrivit, the Malichit, those two words, in the same category, since they're in the same category, that would be affected by Bnei Aron, Vilo, Benot Aron, right? And then, you could say that Zrika is Bechlal Hazaa. We just said before that Hazaa Tadam, right, is excluded. So Zrika Tadam is the equivalent of Hazaa Tadam when it comes to birds or folks. Zrika Tadam is by Behema, so they'll be included in that, or they'll be excluded the same way that Hazaa is excluded, so will Zrika be excluded. Nagmar says, Bahazaot. It says, Hazaa Heifa. What Hazaa are we talking about here? Either para, if we're talking about the par helam davar shel tzibor, par shel avod zara, elazar ketuvba. It says that you requires elazar. Elazar is the kohen gadol. I mean that, according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns it here, is that kohen hedyot is excluded. If kohen hedyot is excluded, what do you have to have? Of course, nashim are excluded, right? There's no question about it. The way Tosfos learns it is that we do include kohen hedyot. Elazar is only the yad. The Torah's kohen hedyot can do it, but the Gemara needs a specific pasuk to include kohen hedyot. If you need a specific pasuk to include kohen hedyot, that means you need a specific pasuk to include women, which you don't have. Right? E disnim. Right? If we're talking about the paro was para duma. I'm sorry. Disnim is para davorizar, para davorizibor. So over there it says a kohen hamashiach ketubah. Right? There's a requirement of the kohen hamashiach, which is the kohen gadol again. So Rashi learns that if a kohen hedyot is excluded, certainly women are excluded. The way Tosfos learns it, according to one who says kohen hedyot is included, say that the fact that you need a specific pasuk to include kohen hedyot means I need one for women, and that's missing. Elazol de benof. Must be we're talking about Hazal of a bird. The Achi Bekabachomer of Benzon. Because everybody had a Kabachomer from animals. Ma Benzon Shlo Kovalo Koin Lishkitato, right? Kovalo Koin Hazato. Just like by a Kohen, the requirement of a Kohen by Zrika Saddam by an animal, even though there's no requirement of a Kohen by Shkitat animal, man, woman, anybody can shaft an animal per the Korban. Right, so then Kabbalah was a toh, Ben Oph, so Kabbalah Kohen the Mlika toh, by Ben Oph, which we already saw by Edbert, the Kohen must do the Mlika, not the women, and then she Kabbalah was a toh, certainly right, and he requires a Kohen, or a Kohen, not a Kohenet, excluding women, right, by a Hazat, or by the Hazat of the Ben Uf, right? So that's, again, by Shechita, by regular animal, Shechita is Sheva Bazar, right? And that means whether it's man or woman, they can do Shechita, right? By the Hazaa of the Behema, we said, Bezukas Adam, we said, Bezaku Bnei Aron, Velo Benot Aron. So there the women are excluded. So by a bird, where the Malika requires Kohen and not women, certainly the Hazaat Adam of the bird will require Bnei Aron and not Benot Aron.
This is where the Gemara is supposed to say, not that by bird you have all these kulos.
So Tosfos asks your question. Very good. Tosfos asks your question, and he says that when you, it's only something that is integral to the zvicha that the Gemara is talking about here. Like, for instance, by a bird, you have a kula that he accepts, he doesn't come with the dam in his hand and not in a kli. So Tosfos says that's not a difference in the integral aspects of the shchitas and the zvichas adam, which is within the context of of the.
Is that what it would be like if you didn't have to do kabbalah by a bird?
Right, exactly. I mean, that is it. You do kabbalah in a hand, do kabbalah in a kli. You still have to do kabbalah. Right, it's still a requirement, even though there's a little difference here. Tosfos asked your question, Ma ben son shlo kabbalah. He asked that type of question that there are little differences.
What's the limud of hazah? Do we know that
it's mikal v'chomer, right? By behema, it says anybody can shecht it. Kohen, not kohenet, can do the izrika sadam. Bird, only a kohen can do the malika, which is the equivalent of shlita. Certainly, by the hazat adam, only a kohen can do it, and not a kohenet. That's the kalachum. Right, now, kutsu min chatzotah benizira, excluding, right, that when you do tzufah by min chatzotah benizira, amalei Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Yoshia de Dare, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshia of his generation, meaning that he was an Amora, like Rabbi Eliezer, I'm not sure why, and the gears have changed over here to Rabbi Elazar, I'm not sure why either of them necessarily are Amoraim, because we have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer, both Tanaim. So you have to say that we're talking about Rabbi Elazar, who is a Amora, right? And
you have to say that in the cloud. How would he be able to say it to any other Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer?
Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and not Rabbi Yoshia, right? That was the Tana. We're talking about Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, who talked to Rabbi Yoshia, who was the Amora. That's what the Gemara is saying here, that it's Barapute, the Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yoshia, which are Amoraim, and not Rabbi Yoshia, who's the Tana. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. We're talking about Amora. I am here, not Tanaim. Lo teitiv akareich ad amadli haishmait. Don't sit down until, right, you've explained to me this. Minayin l'mincha tzotah shetunat tznufa. How do we know that a mincha tzotah requires wavering? Minayin, what do you mean? It's a kufa tziv. It says, minayin bet mincha. Right, you have to do hanafa. El tznufa b'malim minayin. How do I know that the balim have to do tznufa? How do we know? The kohen is the one who's involved with the mincha. Let's say that the kohen is the one who does the hanafa. It says, at yad yad mishlamim. Right over here, it says the queen will take the tzufa, the minchat tzotah from the isha. Tivatam yadav to Vienna. It's over there by the shlamim. It says yadav to Vienna. Makan queen, afalan queen. So we're just like by the minchat tzotah, it requires a kohen. Afalan, so too by the shlamim it requires a queen. Malahalan balim, just like by the shlamim it requires balim to do the tznufa. Yadav to Vienna. Afkan balim, also by minchat tzotah there's a requirement of balim. Ha ketzad. Well, now if you have a requirement to do a wave offering both with the kohen and the balim, how do you do that? Because you can't put their hands between each other because that'll be a chachicha. So how do they both get their hands on this? So it says, Hageta Kohen Machnis Yedo Tachet Yer HaBalim, that the Kohen puts his hands underneath the Balim, Machnis Yedo Tachet Balim, and then they do it together. Ashkechan Sotah, that's it. All right, so we'll see, it's like Ashkechan Sotah, Nizira Minalon, that works with Sotah, Nizira Minalon, Ache Kap Kap, Mi Sotah. We learn out the Xerah Shabbat of Kap Kap and Sotah, just like by Sotah, there's a requirement of the Balim and the Kohen, so too by Nizira. So now the question is, how does this work? Right, because, right, how does it, well, there the Gemara and Sotah asks, why is he touch her? They says, right, well, either Mikdash or that because we're B'menavel her, that the Interaz Masholates in that instance, right? The Gemara and Sotah asks that question. So he says that Tosfos asked you a question, how come it's by a tufat of shufim, you can't do it, because we say you can't both get your hands on it, you can't have it to chatzitza. So he says, but they shall mark go dummy. The whole fine of time to love a chatzitza be a gavna, the fish of zeres have called to the beginning of Kohen and Balim. But it's different. When there's a requirement of Kohen and Balim, right, then there's no din din of chatzitza, because the Torah requires both of you to have your hands on there, as opposed to shutfin, where there's no requirement that shutfin bring the korban, and therefore if they both attempt to bring the korban, they can't put their hands on it together, because that will be a chatzitza, because the kazuf does not require. That's one answer. The other answer Tosfos gives is odiyesh lamayim. Right. That, well, you see, because there's a kazuf, it's always going to be that way. The other answer Tosfos we might like better is odiyesh lamayim. The little mayri shakui miyachat yudot takad yad abalim. Ella mamash. If you get another chatzitza, really, if you kept it underneath the balim, it would be a chatzitza. It's all mamash. Okay, to clear the matka. Balim ochzim lamala. That the coin has it underneath, and the other balim to get it around and hold it together. Which I also right. Right, I had the same question on Tosfos. Why can't Shutfim do that? It might be that you have to go back to the answer of Zeres HaKotu, which says that Zeres HaKotu allows both of them to do it, so therefore they can be in different locations on the Kli, as opposed to Shutfim, where they don't have that, and they must be underneath the Kli, and since they both can't be underneath the Kli, that would be considered a Chatzitza.
Right,
so that's Mara says you can't do that. It says Ein Tznufa B'Chiburim. It says Tznufa, one Tznufa, not Tznufa. You can't. You have to do one single Tznufa. All right, we'll stop here.